The Raptors had a bit of a tough weekend. They go down to Washington feeling good, up 2-0 in a series for the first time in their history. They come back 2-2, but they still have home court. They've been in this position many times. They should be comfortable. And to chat about the weekend and what lies ahead for Game 5, we're joined now by longtime NBA head coach, NBA analyst. Here's Mike Fratello. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, guys. We're going to talk hockey or we're going to talk basketball. What are we doing tonight?
Well, we can talk about whatever you want, but we were hoping to get your take on the Raps. I mean,
What was going on?
Yeah, they were feeling it going down to Washington. I mean, what did you make of those two games in D.C. and how the Raptors actually played over the course of the weekend?
Well, I was more concerned about the guy who played with the torn ACL. I mean, you talk about a little bit of toughness there on the hockey.
Yeah, on the ice, okay?
People don't know what toughness is. Hockey guys got a great mentality. They just show up and play. I love it. But the Raptors wound up meeting the Washington team that has been the entire season. You just don't know which Washington team is going to show up to play. And there's nights where you can't figure this team out. They just can't get it together. They seem like they don't enjoy playing with each other. When some controversy takes place or they get into a physical encounter with another team, they rally together and all of a sudden it's a different Washington team. This team was supposed to be in the top four teams easily in the Eastern Conference when the season started. But when you lose John Wall for more than half the season and you don't really make a major pickup down the backstretch to help them out, they picked up Bojan Bogdanović, who is now with Indiana, is playing great with Indiana. The Washington didn't do that. They went back with the same team. They lose their main guy in John Wall. And Beal had to carry so much of the load. I'm not sure that Bradley Beal wasn't a little fatigued coming down the backstretch of the season. And they wind up in eighth place, which I don't know if anybody would have expected that. But a different team rallied last night, backs to the wall, Beal fouls out, and they wind up hanging on to win that game, which was huge for Washington.
And DeMar DeRozan fell on the sword for his teammates after the game last night, and he did so again today. I like that. I like the maturity of DeMar DeRozan. He knows he's the man on this team, and he put up points last night, but he forced a lot. He missed a couple of shots, factored into some turnovers, and the Raptors have had some serious turnover issues throughout the series, and they were on display again last night. As a coach, I mean, how would you feel about that, hearing from your best player him say, I'll take this on me, and kind of shielding the rest of his team?
Well, that's leadership, and that's what DeRozan has done for them. It's no different. DeMar for Toronto, James for the Cavaliers. Those guys know that they have to step up and they have to be good every night. A little bit easier for DeMar because of the depth of the team and the fact that they remained relatively healthy the entire season. Everybody has injuries in the NBA during the year, but LeBron James this year went through an incredible season of injuries, changing of teammates, six go out, four new ones come in, then injuries again after that. And here's LeBron just cruising along. He's never played 82 games in his entire career during the regular season, and he plays 82 games for the first time in 15 years that he's been in the NBA. He understands that he has to carry this team if they're going to go anywhere. And that's the same thing with DeMar. He's been spectacular. They asked him to change his game a little bit this year. They were going to try and play a little more up-tempo. They asked him to expand his range on his shot, to add a little three-point shooting to what was the best medium-range game in the NBA. He did that. And this team won a record number of wins, or 59 wins on the regular season, and has really developed a young group with that second unit. But when you got a team like Washington, who's very dangerous, it was backcourt against backcourt last night. Okay, Wall, Beal against DeRozan and Lowry. Four guys, all-stars in their own right. When you look at the stats, I had 8 or 9 statistical categories listed last night. Each of them a little bit different in each category, presenting something for their team. So that's why DeRozan is a pro, just the way he handled that.
With Mike Fratello, longtime NBA head coach, now NBA analyst, we're looking ahead to Game 5, Raptors-Wizards, Wednesday night down at the ACC. Dwayne Casey was talking about it today, how the Raptors kind of lost their identity over the weekend, and specifically yesterday, because they really had what they called a culture reset earlier in the year, and it really developed perfectly. I mean, they were top five in the league in offensive and defensive statistics. They became a three-point shooting team. They didn't shoot a lot of three-point attempts last night. I believe the lowest amount they've attempted all year. Turned over the ball a lot. DeMar and Kyle kind of reverted to that ISO ball style and mentality. We haven't seen that really at all this year, and it showed up a bit last night. If you're Dwayne Casey, how do you find a way to get this team back to playing the way they did all year that led to 59 wins and a 2-0 lead in this series for Game 5?
Well, you know, they had a very long film session before the game last night, the day before, and they watched what had taken place in Game 3. And sometimes you have to remind your team. And, you know, there's different ways you look at the video. Some days you have a negative video. I mean, it's just what it's all about. You've played horrendous. Everybody's upset with each other. Nobody wants to look at each other. And they've got to see the ugliness of what took place. Other times, it's better to show the positive things that's happened on the days that you've won and go back to that and say, look, this is how we played against this team when we beat them the first two games. And look what we did here. Look at the ball movement, four passes, five passes. Look what we did defensively. Help the helper, make a rotation, block a shot, protect the front of the rim, back in transition defense to shut John Wall off from getting to the basket. So it depends on which way he wanted to approach that in the long film session. I would think now, being tied up the way the series is, he'll go back and reinforce we can do well against this team. And this is what we have to stop. And it's not like this is new now. You play the opponent four times in the playoffs. You pretty much know what each other's going to do. But you have to play to your strengths. One of the keys going in last night, as you mentioned, turnovers have been really a sore spot with Toronto. Because when you turn the ball over against Washington, that's how Washington wants to play. John Wall blowing the ball down the floor, splitting two or three defenders, and either getting to the rim and finishing like he had some of those thunderous dunks last night with the left hand, or finding open teammates spotting up behind the three-point line, in particular Bradley Beal. So they must cut down their turnovers. They can't actually handle the basketball. And I think first quarter has proven that when they come out strong in the first quarter, that's a good thing for Toronto. Washington has struggled in the first quarter. Game 3, when they got their first win, finally Washington won a first quarter, 30-29. Barely, but they won it. But at least they weren't down 8 or 10 at the end of the first quarter like they had been.
Thank you for doing this, Mike. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There's Mike Fratello, a longtime NBA head coach, current NBA analyst with TNT. The Raptors tied at 2 coming home for Game 5 on Wednesday night.